I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Welcome to the Trent Shown Podcast. This is the energy we on today. Better now than sooner. Junior, flying around your city trying to take another tune. Yeah. I hope you're locked in. I ain't going nowhere special, I won't never leave. I'm already a legend if I ever leave. Can't get rid of me, not little me. Man, I got him, I'ma get a beat. I'm hungry like I didn't eat. I want it like I didn't see. Welcome. Welcome to the Trent Shelton Podcast. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for your time, your energy, your presence, your attention. It's a gift to me, and I honor that. So I promise you, I'm going to be straight up with you. I promise you, I'm going to bring the energy. I promise you, I'm going to give you something that will impact your life with your permission. I'm going to give you some common sense that I hope you turn into common practice so you can live a legendary life. It's available to you, so why not? Legendary is available to you, so why not? Too many of us, we settle for average. We settle for barely getting by because we're so passive. I want you to be aggressive in living in your legend. We all have a legend inside of us. Weezy just said it best. I'm already a legend if I ever leave. We already are legends inside of us. We have to be able to tap into that and embrace that. And when I teach people to live a legendary life, because that's what I do, we automatically go to this place of, I can't be a legend, right? I'm not a cultural icon. I don't have millions of followers. And you start to discredit yourself. We stopping that right now. I want you to write down this quote. We're going to start this podcast with this quote right now. I want you to write it down. I want you to live by this quote. I want you to read it every single day. And I'm not just saying this for my health. I want you to do it because it changed my life. A legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination. And I'm going to just take out determination, and I want you to leave it blank. You can fill in the blank. A legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary, you fill in the blank. That's all a legend is. And yes, there's a form of legendary that the world celebrates. Being a cultural icon, being a top speaker, and you know, shifting the world. And yes, I get that. And there's a podcast for that coming soon. But I'm talking about being a legend in your world. Forget the world right now, because it starts in your world. If you can't be a legend in your world, to me, you are not legendary. I don't care how you look to the world. I don't care how the world celebrates you. If you can't be a legend in your world, impacting the things around you, changing the things around you, we're going to talk about four things that are common sense that I want you to make common practice so you can live a legendary life that you can apply to your life to live legendary, to be legendary, to breathe legendary. There is a legend inside of you. When I think about the most legendary people in my life, and I want you to think about yours right now. Yes, I can talk about the people that are famous and celebrities. Yes, I can talk about the people who have impacted my life in a cultural way, for sure. But when I think about the true legends in my life, they're the people that the world doesn't know. They're not famous to the world. They're my mom, my dad. There's my brothers, there's my uncles and aunts, there's my coaches that I came across that really poured into me, that did these four things that I'm about to tell you that you can do. Because every time I talk about legendary, I see it so much. I see people kind of shrink. I see people go ahead and disconnect from that word because, like, I'm not a legend. Who am I? Look where I come from. I don't have anything special. How am I going to be legendary? But I want you to think right now. Think about the people who are legends in your life. Think about the people, if you had somebody pass away that truly left a void in your life, those are legends. My mother is one of the greatest legends in my life, if not the greatest legend. My mother is not known to the world. My mother is not famous, but she shifted my life. She changed my life. She's legendary. And every single one of you, I want you to own that right now. I want you to say right now, I'm legendary. I want you to say right now, I'm legendary. And I want you to mean it because you are. But I want to give you four things that I really want you to embrace so you can live this legendary life in your world. So when you leave this world, you leave a void in other people's lives. And I know that sounds kind of negative, but it's positive. If the world just keeps going on without you, which it will, but you know what I mean? If nobody's affected when you leave this world, you didn't do your part. I'm going to tell you right now, I know when I leave this world, some people are going to be affected. Some people are going to be sad. Some people are going to be hurt because I do these four things very well. I'm a legend. If I leave today, I'm legendary. If I leave 10 years from now, I'm legendary. If I leave this world 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years from now, I am legendary because of how I show up in these four areas. And I want you, some of you already do these very well. I want you to elevate it. Some of you might not be doing these things or might not be aware. I want to bring awareness to you on how this can help you live a legendary life. Because that's what we're here for. We're not here to just exist. We're not here to just be passive. We're not here to just go day by day. We're here to create some change, man. We're here to get the most out of our life. Why not? It's available to us. Why settle for less when greatness is available to us? Number one, in order to live a legendary life, you see, legends, I'm going to use the word we because I'm putting myself in this category and you can use the word we too. We are good people. And I know this seems so simple, so easy, but yet there's a lot of people that don't embrace this. You see, legendary people are good people. They want people to win. They celebrate people. They help people. They have good hearts. They're not evil. They're not trying to hate on people. They're not trying to tear people down. They make people feel seen. They make people feel heard, right? They're just good people. When you think about legendary people in your life, think about it for a second. Those people are good. You can say, man, one thing about such and such that's impacted my life so much, they just got a good heart. They just got a good spirit. They got good character, right? They're dependable. I can count on them to bring me good energy. So, you know, I'm always going to put the mirror on you. Can people count on you to bring them good energy? Can people count on you when they get around you? They just feel better because you're just a good person. I didn't say perfect person. I didn't say that. I didn't say we're perfect, but we're good. Our intentions are good. We're consistently good. Not all the time. We make our mistakes. We have our moments being legendary, but we're good people. You cannot be legendary being an evil, bad hater. Nah, you got to be good. And that's a choice. And that takes no talent. It takes no effort. I know sometimes we have to get past trauma. I know sometimes we have to unbecome some things to get back to ourselves. But I believe that there's a good heart inside of you. I believe that there's a lot of goodness inside of you. So if you're going through a place where you feel like you're not doing good, you're not putting good into the world, you're not influencing good, then maybe you need to do some work, right? To get back to the true you, the real you. But as legends, living a legendary life, right? You got to do some good. Number two, legends. We make things better. Some of you know I live by this quote that my legend in my life, my grandmother gave me. She said, Trent, whatever you do, whatever you come around, whatever room you walk in, man, I get fired up about this because grandma gave me a gem that I live by. Whatever you do, whatever you come around, whatever encounter you have, I don't care if you go into the coffee shop, I don't care if you go into the bathroom at Buc-ee's. She didn't say Buc-ee's, but I added that part in because I love me some Buc-ee's, by the way. Make it better. Whatever you do, you make it better. If you get around people, make them better. If you're recording a podcast, make it better. Whatever you do, you make it better. And she was teaching me what legendary people do. When you think about legendary people, one of the common traits that they have is that they just make things better. They make the environment better. They make the business better. They make the team better. They just make things better. They have a spirit. They have an energy of making things better. So the question I want to ask you is that when you get around people, when you get around environments, when you get around certain things in your life, do you make it better? If I was to meet you, would you make my day better? If I was to meet you, would you make my life better? If I was to meet you, would you give me better energy? If I was to meet you, would you take me higher in my life by just being around you? You see, legendary people got this aura. They got this aura when they just walk in the room. And I'm going to just add this. It's not even on my list of four. This is just extra credit for you. With legendary people, you see, we don't have to say a word. Our silence even changes things. Our silence makes things better because it's the aura. It's the aura. And we'll go into the number three where I think aura really comes from, but it's the aura of a person. You ever been around a person that you consider legendary and they ain't got to say nothing? It's just how they present themselves when they walk into the room, right? Just the energy shifts, the mood shifts. You're just happy to be around them. That's what I want for you. So when people get around you, do you make things better? Listen, everything I'm talking about today is in your control, by the way. I'm not telling you to do things that are hard to do. These are just choices and decisions, and that's what life is about, y'all. It's about choices and decisions. That's it. Success ain't hard. It's about choices and decisions. When somebody comes into your presence, your vicinity of your life, do they become better? And I know you can't control that, but do you present that energy towards people? And listen, I'm not a big talker if you're around me. I know on podcasts is all you hear me do is talk, but if you're around me, I don't talk. I allow my silence, I allow the way that I present myself, my character, my actions to show you how I feel about myself, to hopefully that influences you to feel better about yourself. There's people in my life that weren't big talkers that were legends in my life because I got to watch how they operated. I got to watch how they attack life. I got to watch how they handled their responsibilities. I got to watch how consistent they were. They taught me so many things, not just by their words, but also by their silence and what they've done. I'm not saying you can't talk because you can, because words can also impact the life. Words can also make somebody's day better, right? But even in your silence, do people get better around you? Which brings me to number three, legendary people. You know what we do? We influence belief. Whew. When I think about the legends in my life, my coaches, my mentors, even people that I don't know personally, but from a distance that I admire, that I consider people that are legendary, they do this very well. They influence belief. You see, us legends, we influence belief in people. And you know what that belief starts in and starts with? It starts with us. That belief starts with you. And I've said this a lot when it comes to it all starts with you, just process of things. Like so many of us, we think that we have to prove it to everybody else so much. But the way you prove it to everybody else is you prove it to yourself. You really believe in what you do, in your actions, your routines, the way you live your life, the way you lead your life. And if I can just give you something right now, I want you to make a choice right now in this moment to live and lead a better life. To live and lead a better life, because when you do that, you influence belief. My kids ain't got to look far to believe in themselves because they have individuals in their household where they see people who believe in themselves. My friends ain't got to look far. The people that come around me, they don't have to look far. So the question I asked you right now, my friend, is do you influence belief? Do you really believe in yourself? You might say, Trent, I don't have no belief in myself. Well, I'm going to tell you right now to start believing in yourself by doing consistent action, by having intentional focus with your life, by doing the things you know you need to do, because how you lead your life is going to show people if you're legendary or not. When I look at my grandfather, when I look at my grandmother, I saw hard workers. My grandfather worked so hard at what he did. Nobody would ever give him a trophy for his hard work. The world's not going to celebrate him. He's not going to get a medal of honor for his hard work. But he instilled that with me. So what you are getting is an example from my grandfather that he gave to me. And now I'm living out in the world. And so people, yes, I'm known. And people say, well, Trent is so legendary. But you don't realize I got that legendary spirit from Papa because I saw him work hard. I saw him dedicate his life to make his family better. I saw him put himself last sometimes so he can put other people first. I saw him do that. I saw the sacrifices that he made, the investments that he made. And so he's a legend in my life. So I bring this back to you, my friend, again. Are you influencing belief? Do you believe in yourself? When people get around you, do they doubt more or do they believe more? If you're in the gym with me, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to believe more. You're going to look to your left. You're going to see a person that might not be, that might be tired a little bit, that might be struggling sometimes, depending on when you catch me, but you're going to see a person that's going hard. Whatever I do, and I have my days where I don't, I'm a human being, but for the majority of my life, whatever I do, because I live and lead a legendary life, you're going to get influenced to do better if you get around me. You're going to get influenced to believe more if you get around me, because that's just my spirit. It ain't always with words, but it's with my actions, how I carry myself. It's how I lead my life. So if you want to live a legendary life, influence belief. And remember, you got to influence it to yourself first before you can influence to anybody else. So quick recap. Number one, legends, we good people. Number two, legends, we make things better. Anything we get around, we elevate it. Anything we getting around, we taking it higher. Anything we getting around, we pushing the limits, creating new limits. That's what we do. Number three, we influence belief. We want people to believe in ourselves because the belief in ourself is so contagious, you got no choice to believe but to believe in you. That's what legendary people do. And number four, I want you to lock in on this one. Number four, legendary people. When you live a legendary life, you know what you do? You create timeless impact. You see, I just talked about my grandfather. That was years ago. His impact on my life, his impact on his grandkids' life, his kids' life, is timeless. It's not just situational impact. It's not just for a short period of time impact. Anybody can do that. You see, when you become legendary, you do it day in and day out. You live a consistent life. You leave lasting change, not short change. Anybody can do short change. Anybody can be legendary in certain moments. Anybody can be legendary every now and then. Anybody can be legendary when it don't even count. But the question is, can you be legendary day in and day out? That's what legendary people do. They're consistent in who they are. It ain't no questioning who they are. It ain't no question of who gonna show up. It ain't gonna question who they gonna be on today. People can depend on who you are because you live a legendary life. You live by these sets of rules and principles that you don't budge on. You see, when we live a legendary life and when we do that day in and day out and we're consistent with who we are, with our character. I didn't say perfect. I got to throw that in there because I don't want you to feel like, oh, I must not be legendary because I'm not perfect. But you're consistent with your character. You're consistent in your giving spirit. You're consistent in how you help people. When you're consistent, guess what happens? You start to create timeless impact because timeless impact, in my mind, is created day by day. When I think about my coaches that have created timeless impact in my life that's helped me build the person I am today. It's the things that they preach, the things that they did day in and day out, the things they instilled in my life day in and day out. Not every now and then. They were consistent. I know who I could count on. I knew who I can count on in those moments every day. They showed me a consistent character. And so when you show up consistently, day by day, what you're doing is you're building legacy. You see, people talk about legacy and they talk about the final part of legacy. Like when I leave, I'm gonna be a legend. No, when you're alive, be legendary. Yeah, when you leave this earth, your legend is gonna be even amplified, right? Because you're no longer here. That's what people do. They amplify you once you're dead. It's a part of life. I wish it was a little bit different, but it's a part of life. But while you're here, understand this, you legendary right now, if you wanna be. You ain't got to wait till you die to become legendary. You can be legendary right now. And it starts with what you do day in and day out, how you approach every single day, how you show up in your life, because that's how you create that timeless impact. And please understand this and get this. You will never be timeless by being mindless. You have to be mindful of the life that you're leading, the life that you're living. An intentional life leads to a legendary life. Too many people have no aim at life, and they expect to be legendary. It don't work like that. Understand, you will never be timeless by being some Tommy. Legends ain't some Tommy. That's what ordinary people do. I know we all are ordinary people, but if you want to be extraordinary, you can't be some Tommy. Like if you want to level up your life, if you want to level up the culture of you, the prestige of you, how people see you and view you, not that that's your main concern, because we shouldn't be concerned with that. But if you want to live a legendary life and move into legendary status, I'm just going to be real with you. You can't be sometimey. You can't come with this on and off switch that some people do. You can't just be legendary when it's convenient. Just like anything in life, most things that are legendary, it's because they did it in the inconvenience. If you're going to create success and lasting change in your life and other people's lives, I would just present this idea that 95% of the time is going to be inconvenient. We know commitment doesn't work off convenience, right? And most people are only committed when they're convenient. And that's why most people get what most people got. That's the big separator. I've been around it all, y'all. I've been around legendary people all the time. I was just around Jerry Rice the other day. I just told y'all that. I'm around people who the world knows and people who the world doesn't know that are legends in my life, that are legendary. And it's all the same. These are the things that we talk about. Yes, we can talk about the achievements and everything else. That's legendary on the world status, the world scale. But again, today is focused on your world. I want you to be a legend to your kids. I want you to be a legend to your family. I want you to be a legend to your community. I want you to be legendary to your friends. That's what I want, because it's available to you. It's available to you. Stop thinking about all the things going wrong in your life. Stop thinking about all the reasons why you can't do it, all your limitations. We don't live by that. We don't live by our limitations. We all got limitations. You're going to keep believing your limitations? No, it stops today. You're going to rise in your greatness. Believe your greatness that's inside of you. Even if you can find one thing inside of you that is legendary, that you love about yourself, hold on to that. But when it comes to being legendary, understand its timelessness. You have to have the ability to remain relevant over time. Can I repeat this to you? You have to have the ability to remain relevant over time. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. You got to have the ability, if you're going to be legendary, to remain relevant over time. And this is in business, this is in life in general, but today we're focused on your personal world. And what this should be telling you is that I need to show up in the lives of those that I love. I need to be consistent in my character, consistent in my approach, consistent in my direction, consistent in how I live and lead my life. Because that's how you become relevant. That's how you create lasting change. Again, you can't be sometimey and expect to be legendary in somebody's life. Legends are remembered long after their initial achievements. You know why? It's because they were consistent over a long period of time. And when you're consistent over a long period of time, you know what happens by default? You become relevant over a long period of time. If you become relevant over a long period of time, you know what happens by default? You become hard to forget. And when you become hard to forget, you become legendary. I talked about Papa. He was legendary. He was consistent. He was timeless. He practiced timelessness, even if he knew it or not. He was very relevant in my life. Even though I didn't even live in the same city as him, he was relevant. My father is relevant. My mother is relevant. People that I consider legends are relevant over time because they continue to show up in the areas that we have talked about, or they did show up. God bless their souls. They're no longer here in the areas that we talked about. Good people, making things better. They influence belief. And whether they know this or not, they truly create timeless impact. And let me tell you how you are going to do that. Create timeless impact. Be timeless. I want you to pursue whatever it is that you're doing. Your passion, your dream, whatever it is that you're doing. I want you to pursue that thing with excellence. I want you to bring excellence to everything that you do, because that's a choice. The things that we're talking about today, these are all choices. It don't depend on outside circumstances. It just depends on an internal commitment to say, I'm gonna pursue everything that I do with excellence. I don't care what it is. It could be going to the gas station. I'm gonna pursue that thing with excellence. Be like, man, there's something different about this person. And that's what legendary people are. You look at that person that you see in the gym. You look at that person that you maybe admire. You might not know why I admire this person, but they seem to always catch my attention. You see somebody that just has a different energy. You might just walk across in the supermarket. I can tell you this, and I might be wrong, but I think that I'm right with this, is that their energy is a reflection of how they pursue things with excellence. Because when you pursue things with excellence, I believe what happens is that it creates a unwavering belief in your soul. And you just walk different, right? You feel different. You speak different. You carry yourself different because you attack life with excellence. And if you did that, if you started that right now, how would life change? You know, I see so many people, and I'm going to go off topic a little bit because my heart is screaming at me to talk about this. I see so many people talking about they want to do this and be that and make this thing happen and be successful and be legendary. All the things people talk about because social media has made it look easy. But yet, they pursue the things they want to do with a half-ass effort. Excuse my French. They pursue it as if somebody owes them something. And this spirit of entitlement that I see so much in the world, it's crazy, from kids to adults. It's like the world owes you. No, the world doesn't owe you nothing. If anything, you owe your world. I didn't say the world, you owe your world. The people around you, your family, the things that you have the chance to impact, the chance to shift, the chance to elevate, you owe your world. And yet you operating in average and you expecting to get full-time legendary results. It don't work like that. That's why I say success really ain't that hard. If you start pursuing things with excellence, you start attacking things with focused excellence and say, I'm going to give my all to this, even if your all is 30% because of that day, but it's still 100% of what you got, what you have inside of you, you're going to grow. You're going to move into legendary status in your world. But I'm tired of seeing people sit here and complain about things, sit here and blame people, sit here and sit back and think life is just going to give you what you want. Life is just going to make you legendary. And then you become jealous of somebody who is legendary, somebody who's putting in the work, somebody who's putting in the effort, somebody who's a good person, somebody who's dedicated to making things better, somebody who's influencing belief, somebody who's creating timeless impact. You get mad at them for the things that they're doing that you don't want to do and sacrifice. We got to stop that. You got to take full responsibility of your life right now. And you got to say, I'm going to live a life to be legendary. It's available to you. There's no excuses. I know we can talk about what you've been through, what you're going through. But you know what? This is a decision that you can make that doesn't depend on external circumstances, that you can make right now and say, I'm going to live and lead a legendary life starting right now. You got to make that decision for yourself. And I don't know what's going to change outside. I don't know if your situation or circumstances are going to change. I can't promise you that. But I will promise you, if you decide to live by these four things starting right now and make these things non-negotiable, you will be a legend in people's lives around you. You will be a legend in your world. They might not recognize you. They might not honor you. They might not tell you thank you, but you're going to create lasting change in this world. How do I know? Because I'm living it. I ain't somebody making some podcasts talking about some stuff that I ain't doing. Go listen to somebody else for that. I live what I say to the best of my ability. I'm a legend if I leave today. If I leave this earth today, I'm legendary. You know why? Because I live by these four things and I've done it consistently for the last 15 years. And I'm patting myself on the back right now because I deserve it. And I'm telling you this because I want you to know it's available for you. I'm just an ordinary person that became extraordinary in certain areas of my life. Because I understood it was my gift, it was my duty, it was my responsibility to become legendary in my world. And oops, by default, I became legendary in the world. But that wasn't my focus. My focus was, how can I be a good person? How can I make things better around me? How can I influence belief? And how can I create some timeless impact? And that shifted and changed my life. So what's it going to be? The legendary life is available for you. Stop talking yourself out of it. We hear the word legendary. Stop allowing it to make you shrink. We all are human beings. PSA. I promise you, I've been around a lot of legendary people. We are human beings. They're not some robot. They don't have anything more special than you. Yeah, they might have had some more information here or there. But at the end of the day, they made a decision to live by these four things. I'm telling you, it's available to you, but you can take it or leave it. Like I told you, it's nothing but common sense. It's up to you to make it common practice. It's up to you to turn this into a legendary life. That is on you. I can't do it for you. But I do know this, it's available to you. It's time to go be legendary. A legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination, with extraordinary commitment, with extraordinary belief, with extraordinary faith, with extraordinary heart. You hear me? Go build it. Go get it. Go live your legendary life. But like I said, at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Share this if you feel this. Hit me up at Trent Shelton Podcast. Any questions you may have, DM me at Trent Shelton Podcast. Because we turning it up. We going to be legendary. We already are legendary. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to the Trent Shelton Podcast. Make sure you share. Make sure you like. And make sure you apply this to your life.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's Mindset Journal, Wellness Challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone, or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Shelton in rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. trenchshowpodcast.so. Let's get it.